It's time for the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW. North Posey football all season long is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, Expressway Jeep, Crane Credit Union, Holders Furniture, Expressway Chevrolet, JT's Hardware, Mix Industrial, Smith Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance, the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, and the Coach's Show is hosted by Straw Scoops at 29 West Main Street in Poseyville. And now here's your host, Jordan Fisher.
Welcome into another edition of the North Posey Football Coaches Show, live from Straw Scoops on Main Street in Poseyville, alongside head coach Waylon Schenck. I'm Jordan Fisher. And coach, coming off a bit of a tough loss against the Heritage Hills Patriots, 43-7, the Patriots showed why they're one of the best teams in the state, and especially in 3A, and why they're a favorite to return to Lucas Oil. But a tough loss for you guys. I know you talk about like that being a litmus test throughout the season, because they're probably, without a doubt, the hardest opponent you're going to see during the regular season, if not all season. But what can you kind of take away from a loss like that?
You know, we just looked at to see who competed. You know, we knew going in that it was a tall task for us to play with that group. We knew how big they were and physical they were. And you surround that big physical O-line, D-line with a bunch of really good athletes that it makes for a tough challenge. And we knew we were going to have our hands full. We would have to play perfect to stay in that game. And we made some silly mistakes, but at the same time, I was pleased with, you know, a core group of guys really competed, and they competed for four quarters. And you know, that's how you get better. You go out there and regardless of the outcome of games, continue to compete, continue to do things the right way. And you take the few positives you can take out of that. You move on, you show a little film, and we kind of flushed it. And you know, I basically told them after the game, we got about 3 minutes to get over this. We're not going to dwell on this. You know, we're not going to see a team in Class 2A anywhere in the state that matches up with Heritage Hills. They're that good. I'm not sure many 3A teams are going to match up, and maybe the only 3A team that can match them is in their own sectional. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's going to be neat to kind of watch that group. But that's one of the better high school football teams I've competed against in my time as a head football coach. And, you know, I think that group's got a chance to go a long way.
And, of course, they're led by Todd Wilkerson, who picked up his 100th win, one of the best coaching staffs probably in the area as well. One area you've been focused on throughout the year is the progression of the offensive line. And I felt like the offensive line, while you didn't create the push you wanted to running-wise, I felt like they did a good job of at least giving Carter some time to pass, even though the stats don't indicate that. No sacks given up. And I think that was at least a positive development.
Yeah, you know, after the first series, first series and a half, because we got that ball right back after the punt they muffed. You know, I got into them pretty good because they weren't competing. I thought they kind of were playing timid, a little scared. But after that, I was, you know, you go back and watch film, we weren't dominating by any stretch, but we were competing at a much higher level than we were week one. We were just competing against some kids that were physically stronger than us, bigger than us. But I was pleased with the fact that our guys didn't back down. Like I said, we kept Carter clean most of the night. We were able to create a few running lanes in there. And, you know, sometimes I know the crowd probably doesn't stay as patient as I do, but, you know, 3 or 4 yards on first down was good for us against the Heritage Hills team, and that was kind of our goal to keep us where we can keep the chains moving. We got behind the sticks on some silly first down penalties. We knew those were going to be situations we weren't going to overcome. So, you know, all in all, there are some positives you take out of that when you break down the film and use those to move forward. And like I said, we're not going to see a group that talented the rest of the year. And, you know, hopefully we can get our rhythm back here this week and move forward.
Defensively, I felt like you guys did okay, too. Jack Goldsberry was held in check on the ground for the most part outside that one run before the end of the half. I know that passing gave you guys a little bit of a struggle, but you also have a couple young starters in K-Mock and Dylan Murphy back there. How did you feel the defense played, even though they gave up 43 points? It seems like it's, you know, really bad defensive effort. I felt like it was better than what the score indicated.
Yeah, I mean, you got to remember, it was 7-0 after the first quarter, and you know, they put that long drive together the first drive down the field. you watch them on film, they haven't had many long drives. It's been get the ball and score, and we made them earn that and forced a three and out later in the first half. A mistake on our part on really back-to-back punts gave them two really good field position opportunities that they converted to points. And then the last touchdown was a 90-yard athlete just being a better athlete than what we were on that play and outrunning everybody and scoring right before half. So if you take a bad fake punt out of the mix and a 90-yard run with 20 seconds left for half, it's 14-0 at halftime, and we had missed an extra point or a field goal. So, I think once that happened, the wheels kind of came off. Our guys knew the game was over, and then as a staff, we started thinking long-term, let's get out of here healthy, and let's move on. We got four conference games left. We're currently undefeated in the conference, and it wasn't worth kept throwing guys out there and risking injury, so we just kind of packed it up and moved on.
Now, along with that, though, you have a chance for, as you said, you got an opportunity to see some kids competing, so you put some kids in some roles. Was there anybody that stood out to you individually or just a position group that kind of stood out to you?
Our linebackers, I think, our interior linebackers continue to compete at a high level. Jackson Tucker and Parker Carter and Trace Martin, I thought, all played fairly well for what they were faced with. Jed Galvin is always, like I said, he's always around the football. He's coming down, making tackles at the line of scrimmage from depth. I thought those guys really stood out. Gavin Myers got double teamed all night and wasn't just getting mauled. And he was getting double teamed by a 320-pound kid and a 240-pound kid, and he held his own in there. But so you do see bright spots. You see the progression those guys have made, especially with Parker and Jackson, who weren't varsity players last year, and they're going up against a bunch of guys who were playing against in Lucas Oil last year. So pleased with how those guys competed. I think it'll go a long way going forward, as we come back to some competition that we're more equipped to handle.
And when you guys get to the halftime break and you're down 29-0, I know you said that a lot of the kids felt like you guys are out of it, and I think reality certainly hits a little bit there. But what was your message as far as trying to finish that second half, probably from an execution standpoint to the team?
My point to them was, we're doing the things we said we couldn't do to stay in this game. Silly penalties. We had a play where our tailback went the wrong way, and it kind of put us behind the sticks on that. Even the extra point where they kind of botched the snap and just picked it up and ran it in because our defensive back fell asleep. Those are things good teams don't do, and we typically don't do. So I was frustrated with the fact that we had mentally kind of checked out of the game more so than we knew. Like I said, we knew going in physically it was going to be a really tall task, but mentally we needed to be better engaged, and that was the message. I didn't yell and scream at them or anything like that. It was more of a, the expectation. We're not meeting the expectation, and you guys know what the expectation is. But it wasn't a negative halftime type talk. It was let's get back to focusing on the things we can control. We couldn't control how big they were or how fast they were, but we could control making sure where we're supposed to be and following through with our assignments. So that was more of the message. Guys did okay coming out. I mean, we were gassed. When those big guys lean on you that long, there wasn't a whole lot else we can do.
Now, every game afterwards, I like to try to come down and talk to some of you guys, coaching staff, just kind of get a vibe of what the team is like right now. And I felt like there was a lot of positivity still, despite the loss. Because the biggest thing is, while this loss, obviously it hurts, and I kind of said this online as well, but it's not the end of the world.
Yeah,
it's not a conference game. It's a significantly better team at this point in the season that they're very clearly on a path that they want to go to Lucas Oil, and you guys are still trying to build that next step, and you guys got a lot of young players. And I think that's important, and that's probably something you reminded your team of after the game.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what I kind of told them that at halftime. This game means nothing other than will we compete. It had no effect on the conference. They're not a sectional opponent. We talked to him a little bit today with the same thing. Part of, I guess, my frustration with our guys a little bit Friday night was we didn't handle adversity very well. First time we kind of found ourselves deep in a hole, guys got frustrated. They were frustrated. Some of that frustration showed on the sideline. We had some good talks with some individual guys afterwards. Everybody calmed down, and it was positive when we walked out of there. But, Coach Fisher brought up a great point today, in our team meetings, was I think we're we're 29-7, I think, in the last 4 years. And mm-hmm. these guys aren't used to losing. And, you know, sometimes we don't handle losing very well because we're not used to it, and that's a good thing. And then the games we have lost, I think six of the nine games we've lost in the last 4 years have come against teams who have played in Lucas Oil Stadium,
yeah.
whether it be, you know, Heritage Hills or Fort Wayne Lures or Modern Day a couple times or Southridge. I mean, it's we're not losing to we're losing to really quality opponents, mm-hmm. and most of which are all 3A schools or bigger schools than us. So, you know, we kind of reiterated that to the guys that, you know, sometimes you're going to lose, and then we got to handle it the right way. We got to learn from losses, and a lot of times your best lessons are learned during losses, not mm-hmm. wins. And that's the same goes for the coaching staff, not just the players. So we try to spin that way and take the positive what we can, learn from our mistakes, learn from some things that Heritage Hills was doing to us that can help us prepare better in the future. And like I said, we flushed it and we started focusing on Tecumseh.
Yeah, I mean, last year you guys lost that game against Heritage Hills, albeit a much closer score, but your season ended up okay going all the way to Lucas Oil. And, of course, that's the goal. You still have time to build towards that. And I said it on the air on Friday night. It matters to try to win every single game. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you want to be ready to go by week 10 when sectionals start, because that's when it really matters.
Absolutely. You know, we're fortunate we came out and we're healthy, you know, as healthy as as the team can be through 5 weeks. You know, we're coming off back-to-back physical games. Tell City was a very physical game, and so was Heritage Hills. So, you know, I'm really happy with how our kids are taking care of their body. They're putting a lot of time and effort into that with ice baths and proper nutrition and stretching and lifting and all those things. So, you know, we've prepared for the long haul, and hopefully that preparation pans out, or, you know, is something that we take advantage of as we get deeper in the season.
All right, well, let's officially put week 5 behind us. We'll turn our attention to week 6 when the Tecumseh Braves come to North Posey High School. Don't go anywhere. The Coaches Show live from Straw Scoops in Poseyville continues right after this break.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
If you're building or remodeling, then you need a pro. Contact Brad at Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation. Let Brad increase the energy efficiency of your home by installing an HVAC system and spray foam insulation at the same time. And Brad's your go-to expert with 24 years experience diagnosing and repairing all brands. Commercial refrigeration is available too. Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, 7242 Main Street in Wadesville. Call Brad at 812-499-1324.
Get more truck for your buck at Expressway Jeep. We have a huge selection of quality, low-mileage pre-owned trucks all on sale. Like this 2022 Ram 1500 Bighorn Quad Cab, only $28,990. Or this 2023 Jeep Gladiator Overland 4x4 for only $34,790. Or this 2021 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4, only $38,290. Your buck goes further at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, 245.3. Offer expires 9/30/24.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Joseph Lamy, and with my sister Erica Horseman, we represent the fourth generation of Holders Furniture, and we're inviting you to stop by our newly remodeled store to celebrate 150 years of community involvement. With your visit, you'll see a brand new Lazy Boy display and FlexSteel gallery, plus a new selection of Hamery and Kincaid occasional tables. Check out our luxury sleep selection of Restonic mattresses. Come celebrate our store remodel and win TVs, queen bedding sets, rocker recliners, and more, only at Holders Furniture in Owensville.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you're craving something to please your sweet tooth, think Straw Scoops.
Straw Scoops is open at 29 West Main Street in Poseyville. Stop by and try the delicious selection of ice creams. You can get it in a bowl, on a cone, sundaes and milkshakes, and even slushies. It's all at Straw Scoops. Open Monday through Saturday from noon until 9 o'clock, and Sunday from 1 until 9. Straw Scoops on Main Street in Poseyville.
Welcome back to the North Posey Football Coaches Show, live from Straw Scoops in Poseyville on Main Street. Alongside head coach Waylon Shank, I'm Jordan Fisher, and we've put week 5 into the past. We head to week 6, where you guys will be hosting Tecumseh Braves. Last year, you guys got the victory 63-0 on the road, a big win, and that was actually kind of the breakout game for Cade Mock, as he had a long touchdown run in that one, his first career touchdown at the varsity level. So when you guys are coming back now to home again, you get another home game, but another chance to kind of get the ship righted a little bit. We talked a lot about execution in the first segment, and I think this is now an opportunity for you guys to kind of refocus and kind of get things going again on offense.
Yeah, for sure. We got to bounce back, and our focus today was kind of simplifying what we're doing. Let's focus on a lot fewer things, and let's get really good at those things. And that's on me as a coach to put our guys in a little bit better position to succeed. Sometimes, my answer is do more rather than let's do less and do it better. But we've kind of really simplified things, cut down our package of plays that we're going to run, and just make sure that we're executing at a higher level. And after last week, we've definitely got to do that. I think that'll benefit us going forward. Less is going to be more this week.
And I know going into the Heritage Hills game, Jed had 3 straight games of 100-plus yards. In fact, it was 170-plus yards in each of those 3 games. And he also had a really great game last year against Tecumseh. I think he scored 4 touchdowns in that game or something along those lines. But we were talking about it off the air. He is inching closer and closer to the all-time career rushing record, 215 yards away, to be exact. What is that kind of like for you as a coach, knowing that you want to get him to that record, but also you want to make sure that he stays healthy?
Yeah, the cool thing about Jed is he's never mentioned it. He's never I actually talked to the team about it a little bit today. It's never came up. Never came up from him. It's never came up from the staff until this point, because we're kind of inching closer to that. I think it's important. I think it's a really prestigious record here, especially North Posey and the running backs that they've had in the history of this program. And that's something that we definitely want to help him achieve. But the cool thing about it is the guys are kind of looking at this as a program record.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like Isaac Lewis have blocked for him for the last 3 years. Gavin Myers, who's been out there with him the last 3 or 4 years. Some of those guys out on the edge who have done a good job stalk blocking. It's something that they want for him more so than I think he wants for himself. So that's cool to see. And hopefully he can get there sooner rather than later, and we can relax and just go play ball.
Well, and the cool thing about that, too, is you mentioned the players that are on the team now. I'm sure there are players that just graduated
Absolutely.
From last year and the year before that are rooting for him to reach that record because they did get to play with
yeah.
him, and that would be, as you say, kind of a program record. That's a big deal to break a record that stood for so long.
Yeah, and like I said, you talked about that. 2 years ago, we set a record for most rushing yards in the season, and last year they beat that, and those old linemen really take pride in that because, you don't do it without those big guys, and Isaac Lewis is one of the guys who are the only returning O lineman, so he's kind of carrying that torch for the group that was there the last couple of years. And I do think it's something that they're excited for. They want to see happen, and hopefully we can get that done.
Now, defensively, you guys have had a little bit of a harder year this year, I think, on the defensive end, especially getting off the field. Do you kind of view this as a potential situation to maybe try to iron out some things that maybe you haven't been executing so well through the first 5 weeks?
Yeah, throw last week out the window, because that's not a whole lot of people are going to execute real well
yeah.
defensively against that group. But, we've kind of been more of a bend, don't break, come up with big plays when we needed to stop some drives. But we've played some pretty good pretty good offenses. You look back at Mount Vernon, and you know, they've put up a lot of points this season. Tell City's been a group, especially when healthy, that they've put up a ton of points. You know, we got some big games coming forward with, you know, Forest Park, who's scoring a ton right now, Southridge, who's a really good offense. So yeah, we've definitely got to get better, but we've had to rely on a different style of defense this year. You know, we're not very big. You know, we got a kid starting a defensive end who was a defensive back last year, and he's actually done a really good job for us. The depth's not where it was last year, but those guys are getting better. We knew we had some inexperienced linebackers coming in. Ty Mock's been banged up last couple weeks, so getting him healthy, and then as the experience comes for those other guys, I think they get a little bit better each week. We expect them to have a big game this week, and then it kind of propel us forward for the rest of the season.
Of course, this is also a game of the year that everyone always looks forward to, homecoming.
Oh yeah.
So it's a big deal for a lot of the kids, and hopefully it'll be a good night out there on Friday night at North Posey. Let's go ahead and step away for a timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk about some of the homecoming festivities, as well as what's going to be happening during pregame and halftime, as well as what happened this past Sunday. Yesterday, a bit of a new tradition has been born, but we'll get to that here in the third segment of the North Posey Football Coaches Show, continuing right after this on 98.9 WPIW.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Nick's Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nick's Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
If you're looking to breathe new life into your worn-out asphalt, you need Smith's Ceiling and Asphalt Maintenance, a family-owned and operated business you can trust. Their team specializes in sealing and maintaining asphalt, making old driveways and parking lots look brand new. With fair prices and a commitment to quality, they're the ones you can rely on. Visit them on Facebook and give them a call for a free quote today. Smith's Ceiling and Asphalt Maintenance. Trust in family. Trust in quality. Trust Smith's.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, two manual wash bays, and four vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless. Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Are your insurance prices going through the roof? Then give us a call today at SOS Insurance Agency and get a free no-obligation quote for your auto, home, or business. With a wide selection of carriers, we can find the right coverage at the right price. That's SOS Insurance Agency, 812-247-0941. Give us a call today. Your bank account will be better off, and you will have a better peace of mind knowing that you have the right coverage from SOS Insurance Agency.
Welcome back to the North Posey Football Coaches Show, live from Straw Scoops on Main Street in Poseyville. And before we get to the homecoming festivities, I want to hit on one subject that you guys had started a new tradition yesterday. I kind of teased it. You guys called it the Viking Bridge between the current senior class of 2025 and the kindergarten class that's the class of 2037. Where did that idea come from, or who's the one that brought up that idea, or who was kind of the ringleader of that?
Honestly, I'm not sure who exactly the idea was. I know my wife and Beth McCutcheon, who runs kind of the Rowdy Red group for our staff, discussed it back and forth, threw it out towards or to the elementary principals. They thought it was a great thing. Our senior class thought it was a great thing. I thought it was really neat. I mean, they did that, and I think it'll be a tradition that'll go on moving forward that we'll do every week now, or every year during homecoming week.
So from my understanding, what it was you had a senior assigned to each kindergartner of various sports, all across all sports, and they gave them a token, right, of what it means to be a Viking. Was that the idea of the message?
Yeah, and they spent some time with them and played some games with them. And I mean, you know how it is. I remember back when I was a high school kid, how those young guys looked up to it. And I remember, I had a cousin that was a big football player at Castle. I remember going to all his games and how awesome it was that here I was a little kid in elementary school to get to go out and see him on the field. So those are memories that last forever for those young guys, our young kids. And I think it was awesome for our old kids to get involved in that and kind of see that there's a lot of eyes on them that look up to them. So it was a good thing.
Well, and to that point, too, I remember being in junior high whenever North Posey went to state in 2005, and I remember thinking, like, Jared Bale and Ben Anderson were the best running backs, and, like, Jake Vogel and Ryan Curry. The whole team was so much fun to follow throughout the years. But now not only do you have that moment, but now, as you mentioned, it's homecoming week, and you guys are going to be doing a little bit of a special thing, too. You guys have inducted the 1981 North Posey football team into the Athletic Hall of Fame at North Posey last spring, and now you guys will be honoring them at halftime this week.
Yeah, they went into the Hall of Fame last spring. We had a great time with those guys. Had a great banquet for them up at the school, and then afterwards we did a little after celebration the Viking Football Club sponsored at the Wheelhouse and got to sit around and listen to those stories. And we actually had the old game film from 81 playing, some highlights and some different news articles that we had pulled up, and got to know some of those guys. And we thought, man, this would be an awesome opportunity to bring them out back to a home football game and honor them in front of our home football crowd. And we kind of set that up to do it during homecoming week. A lot of people are coming in town. I think we're going to have a big turnout. But that's something that's important to us, is to continue to honor the past as we try to build the present and the future. And, want as many people who want to be involved in this program to be involved. I'm fortunate to be the head coach, but this is this community's football program. And so many great people came before me, and so many people are going to come after me that – we want to make sure that we continue to include anybody and everybody from this community that wants to be involved in this program, and this is just another opportunity for us to do that.
And, of course, that 1981 team was the first North Posey football team to make it out of the sectional round into the regional round, and they kind of paved the way for some of the following teams. Like, 96 team was a fantastic team. Of course, 2005, we mentioned them, you guys last year. And that kind of means a lot whenever you have a lot of those members of the community that were on that team, along with some of their family members, that are able to come back and celebrate that and kind of relive those memories.
Yeah, and I mean, they tell, they remember the games, but more so they remember their teammates and the stories of different things outside of football. But to be, have a small part in getting those guys back together and trying to make this thing happen has been awesome for me. And like I said, I enjoy sitting around listening to the stories of those games and those times. And there's some great storytellers in that group that I think, you know, Coach Jingleball being a part of that. And we made him get up and talk last time when we had mm-hmm. that group together. And it's an awesome opportunity. It's an awesome opportunity for those guys to get back together and an opportunity for me and my staff to just kind of sit back and listen to how things went back then. It's pretty neat.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it, because when we get done here, I'm going to get to chat with Coach Jingleball as he's here at Straw Scoop. So we'll take 15 minutes, 20 minutes, however long he wants, but just kind of chit-chat about that and just his time as a coach and everything else. I'm really looking forward to that here in a few minutes. But you guys are also going to have him, along with the seniors, be honorary captains, and he'll actually be doing the coin toss before the game.
Yeah, and that's, again, a great moment. I think the community, appreciates everything he did for such a long time, and you know, I love having him around. He's always been so good to me ever since I've been here in this community. Anytime you know I ask advice he always gives me his time, and that's important for me. I've learned a lot from him. I learned a lot from those guys who played on that team and staff members that he had throughout his career here, and I'm always blessed to be able to lean on him a little bit. I may need to lean on him a little bit this week after that whooping we took this week, you know, but I'm sure if you do this long enough, that happens to you. So it's been really important for me to have the support from him and continue to have that support for him to continue to represent the program the way he is.
So just to kind of give a rundown of what's going on Friday, it looks like you guys are starting a tailgate at 4:30. Hosted by the freshmen of that team. It mentions here Jody Cumbie, Jimmy O'Risky, and Chad Colbert.
That'll be a good time.
That will be a good time. And then you guys are doing the pregame parade at 6, the homecoming ceremony at 6:30. The coin toss will be at 6:45, and then kickoff will be at 7 o'clock, again, with the recognition of the team coming in halftime.
Yeah, there's all kinds of fun stuff going on this week, and that's what we try to tell our guys this week. Man, it's homecoming week. It's an opportunity for everybody to kind of show what this community is about and celebrate the community and celebrate teams of the past and teams of the future. And, there's opportunities to come out and see all of our different programs throughout the week. A lot of soccer. We're going to do a tailgate at the soccer game Thursday night with our football program after practice. And we want to make sure everybody gets involved and everybody has an opportunity to, experience what homecoming is like in a small community. I think we do it really well.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Coach. Thanks for joining me once again as we move ahead to Week 6, homecoming against Tecumseh. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:45 most likely, maybe a little bit earlier to capture that pregame ceremony. But either way, the Vikings will be taking on the Tecumseh Braves. You guys are 4-1, Tecumseh 0-5. Homecoming week, it'll be a big week. Also the weekend of Autumn's Fest, so that'll be a big week in Poseyville in general. Well, thanks again for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
All right, that'll do it from the North Posey Football Coaches Show live from Straw Scoops. Don't go anywhere. I'll have an interview with Coach Carl Joe Jingleball coming up here in just a few minutes when we get him on the headset, but we'll talk to you again on Friday night.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
If you're building or remodeling, then you need a pro. Contact Brad at Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation. Let Brad increase the energy efficiency of your home by installing an HVAC system and spray foam insulation at the same time. And Brad's your go-to expert with 24 years experience diagnosing and repairing all brands. Commercial refrigeration is available too. Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, 7242 Main Street in Wadesville. Call Brad at 812-499-1324.
Get more truck for your buck at Expressway Jeep. We have a huge selection of quality, low-mileage pre-owned trucks all on sale. Like this 2022 Ram 1500 Bighorn Quad Cab, only $28,990. Or this 2023 Jeep Gladiator Overland 4x4 for only $34,790. Or this 2021 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4, only $38,290. Your buck goes further at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, 245.B. Offer expires 9/30/24.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, this is Joseph Lamy, and with my sister, Erica Horseman, we represent the fourth generation of Holder's Furniture, and we're inviting you to stop by our newly remodeled store to celebrate 150 years of community involvement. With your visit, you'll see a brand new Lazy Boy display and Flexsteel gallery, plus a new selection of Hamery and Kincaid occasional tables. Check out our luxury sleep selection of Restonic mattresses. Come celebrate our store remodel and win TVs, queen bedding sets, rocker recliners, and more, only at Holder's Furniture in Owensville.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
JT's Hardware on Main Street in Poseyville.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Back here at Straw Scoops in Poseyville as the North Posey Football Coaches Show, we continue with a bit of a special edition here, a special guest, former North Posey Vikings head coach, Carl Joe Jingleball. Coach Jingleball, thanks for joining me. It's always great getting to talk to you, too. I know I get to see you out there at Friday nights, but I know this means a lot to you just to be a part of this community.
Oh, it's a great community and a great bunch of kids to work with. From when I came here in 1969 to when I left in 2013, I said it was a great, great place to be.
Left as a coach anyway.
Yeah.
So you've been around obviously quite a while, and you coached many a years. I think you had said 1969 to 2013. That's what 44 years total, and you were the head coach there for 43 of those. I think compiled quite a big record. Of course, made the Indiana Football Hall of Fame. I know you're not a big guy about your own individual accolades and stuff, but you're very clearly good at what you did and very well respected in the community. And I know that a lot of times with your football team specifically, you were about playing the game the right way and teaching kids, you know, not only about football but about life. And I got to experience that myself. I guess my question for you is, whenever you come out and you see the games and you're seeing Coach Shank work with the kids and these kids that are kids of kids that you coached, just kind of what is your feelings whenever you get to watch football?
I really like to watch that. I think Coach Shanks has done a great job with these kids. He's done a great job in the community, and I feel that the tradition is going on, and I feel like that when you're talking about teaching life lessons, if all you do is teach blocking and tackling, I think you're making a mistake or you've made an error. You can teach so many things and reach so many kids that, you know, the English class or the history class doesn't fulfill for them when you're out there on the field working with them, and I think that's a big part of it.
So
you guys are in town, or you live here obviously still, but some people are coming back in town for the 1981 celebration. I mentioned earlier you'll be doing the coin toss to open the game, and then you guys will be being honored at halftime. What does that kind of mean for you, getting to have some of your former players come back together and you guys kind of get together for a reunion to celebrate what was a team that kind of paved the way for teams that followed?
Means a lot to me. When you get a chance to talk to kids, I think one of the biggest thrills that I have is whether I'm out in the yard raking leaves or mowing grass and somebody comes in town and they stop that have played, you know, and talk for a while and tell, you know, talk about old times. That's what it's all about for me. I love to see the people that played be successful in life and with their families, and we've got a bunch of them that's done that.
So when you led that 81 team through the sectional into the regional, and you guys got to that regional stage for the first time ever, I know that, again, we talked about your acumen as a football coach, but what did you credit the most as far as getting the most out of your team, especially on a weekly basis, but also throughout that entire season?
They were a great bunch of kids to work with, as most years. Like I said, somebody asked me, said, who's the best team that you've had? And I said, I had 44 great ones. And what they were a bunch of kids that were very resilient. They came back very strong whenever things, adversity hit. I don't know how many people know, and I thought about this today, how many people know what it took to get into the playoffs back in 1981? In 81, or in also in 80, they only took 8 teams from the north and 8 teams from the south based upon the class. There was only 3 classes of them. So you ended up with 48 total teams. And you played a brutal beginning of that thing. You played on a Wednesday night. Then you came back and you played on a Tuesday in the sectional. Then you came back on Saturday and you played your regional game. Then you got into your weekly game of every Friday. And when you... putting that kind of stress on kids and traveling, their character comes out real fast.
Well, and that many games too in such a short span. Yes. That's gruesome.
There was 4 in 10 days, yeah, at that time.
That's a lot to put on high school kids, especially at that time. And you mentioned the travel. I mean, it hasn't gotten a ton better because kids still ride buses. It's not like it's the college level where you're flying on planes at the professional level. But at the same time, to get the most out of your team during that era, that speaks to your entire coaching staff and the entire program.
We had, like I said, we had a great staff. We had Coach Mayer, we had Coach LaGrange, Coach Klein, and then myself. That was our 4 coaches that we had at that time. And these guys all were great working with kids. And that's what it takes. Your kids have got to buy into what you're doing, and you've got to have that rapport with them enough to keep them on, so to say, on task.
So when you get out there on Friday night and you see everyone back together, what are you most looking forward to in that celebration?
I'm looking forward to seeing some of them that I haven't seen for a long time. I know that there are some of the players that when they had their induction last year, that I hadn't seen probably for 40 years. And it was great talking to them, catching up with how their families were and what they were doing. That just means a lot to me.
And as part of being a part of this community, of course, you've seen it firsthand. You mentioned that if somebody comes up to you while you're mowing your grass, like, they'll come by and say hi and appreciate what you did. What is your view as far as how strong the community is as a whole?
Oh, I'll tell you, our community is, I think, unbelievable. I know when Coach Shanks and got the job, we were talking, I said, you'll have no problem with support. I said, these folks are amazing at what they do, thick or thin. I mean, if you're 10-0 or if you're 0-10, mm-hmm, they still are at the ball games, they're still back, and the kids are doing things to keep the program going. And that's not found every place.
So, of course, you coached a ton of football games. In fact, you won 256 of them. Was there any game in particular that stood out the most to you? I know that's a lot of games to go through, but is there any game in particular that stood out the most to you during your coaching career?
Well, it's hard to pick one out, but I will tell you, this 1981 team had a fantastic game out here in the regional. We played Lawrenceburg, and Lawrenceburg at that time was the single-A team in around Southern Indiana. And we ended up beating them in an overtime 20-14. And it was a type of game that was fought between the 20s, and I mean, it was physical. It was, but I can think about that with this bunch of kids because that was the type of mentality that they had.
Okay, last question for you. Of course, again, as being such an experienced coach as you are, what is your favorite thing about being able to coach high school football for as long as you did?
Working with the kids. I miss that yet today. I've been out 10, 11 years, and I still think that one of the greatest things that in my life was being able to be involved in the life of the young men that I coach. That doesn't mean they all maybe liked what we did, but you know, trying to see them grow from the time they were freshmen to the time they graduated, that meant a lot.
Well, I know you're a very humble individual. Of course, got to talk to you quite a bit. Known you for quite a while. Played for you. My dad played for you. You know my grandpa and grandma really well. That speaks to the community that we have. But I just want to say for everybody from the Poseyville community that we all appreciate everything you've ever done for the community and everything you continue to do for the community. And I know that you're not really willing to give yourself the credit for it as much as you do, but you fully deserve it. And you are a figure in this community, I think, that's going to be remembered for a long, long time.
Thank you, and I tell you, it goes both ways, because without the community and the school support, you couldn't do and have the tightness that is there.
Well, I appreciate you, Coach, and thanks for tuning in here, and thanks for joining us here tonight. I know that took it out of time of your schedule. I appreciate you coming down. I ran into you on Friday and asked you, hey, would you be willing to do this? And you said, well, let me check my schedule and make sure. It's also, as you mentioned earlier, your wife's birthday.
Yes.
So happy birthday to Shannon. So looking forward to seeing you out on Friday night, looking forward to that celebration, and just taking in another night of North Posey football that I think is going to be a special night for everybody.
Oh, I think it will be too. And thank you. And thank you for all you guys do with the broadcasts and everything, because that brings in more people that cannot maybe make it to the games a lot of times.
Well, I know I appreciate it. I know Chris appreciates it. I know Dave appreciates it, yep, too. He's the one that kind of runs this whole thing. So looking forward to Friday night again. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock. We'll be doing the pregame ceremony starting at about 6 o'clock. You'll be able to see the coin toss at 6:45. And then come on out and make sure you celebrate the 1981 football team as they get officially honored for their enshrinement into North Posey Football Hall of Fame. But we'll talk to you again on Friday night when North Posey takes on Tecumseh right here on your home for Vikings football, 98.9 WPIW.
You've been listening to the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW. North Posey football all season long is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, Expressway Jeep, Crane Credit Union, Holders Furniture, Expressway Chevrolet, JT's Hardware, Nix Industrial, Smith Ceiling and Asphalt Maintenance, the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, and the Coaches Show is hosted by Straw Scoops. Follow the North Posey Vikings all season long on 98.9 WPIW, your home for the Vikings.